Good morning. How are you? It's good to be here today. Why don't we pray and then we will get to work. Father, we come to you and we ask that you would speak to us through your word. As we read the words that Jesus spoke so many years ago, we ask that through your spirit that this would be living and active in our hearts, that you would draw us to yourself. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. So, we are in Matthew chapter 6, and we're doing a short little mini-series in Matthew 6, the first half of Matthew 6, if you've looked ahead and figured out where this is going, little mini-series on practical piety, how to practice our devotion to God, how to live out our relationship with God. What does that look like? How do we practice the spiritual disciplines, the habits, the different things that we should do or that we actually do to seek God? Things like generosity, prayer. If you look forward, there's fasting. I'm going to throw Bible reading in there. It's not in this part of the Bible, but we're going to throw it in because it's all kind of part of the same package. Because Jesus starts out in verse 1 saying, just in general terms, don't do your works of justice. So he's talking about everything that you do in your search for God, in your imitation of God, how you live your Christian and your spiritual life. How should we do that? He's going to teach us. He teaches us how to practice these acts of piety, acts of devotion, and more specifically, how not to practice them, what to do and what not to do, and all with the purpose of truly doing things that will not just, you know, check off a box, I prayed today, I read my Bible today, but rather doing things that in our search for God that actually draw us nearer to God. So today, we're going to look at the passage in Matthew 6 where Jesus teaches us how to pray. I think this is going to be helpful for us because, we know that prayer is important. We know that we should pray. It's you know, somebody says, I'm sick, I'm suffering, I'm having a problem. What do we say? Even people who don't believe in God, the phrase will slip out, you'll be in my thoughts and, right, are you going to pray for me? Probably not, but we say that. We know prayer is important. We know it's a good thing. But when we think about not just prayer as a concept, but like our actual lives and our actual prayer lives and how much we pray and what we say when we pray, we have some problems with prayer. Now if you're a person and you're like, well, I don't really have a problem with praying. I pray all the time. I wouldn't say that in public because that goes against what we saw last week. It should be in private. I'm not going to tell you that, but I pray all the time. I'm always praying. In fact, I get messages on my phone, and I'm like, oh, you're interrupting my prayer time. I'm always talking to God. If that's you, wonderful. If you're always having a conversation with God in your mind, and you feel like, he's my best friend. I have a close relationship with God. That's wonderful. Go to the Psalms right now and just read for a while. Just tune the rest of this out. You don't need this. The rest of us, we need this. I need this. Because for most of us, prayer is a problematic thing. There's problems that we have when we look at our prayer life. For most of us, we couldn't say, yeah, I'm always praying. Because most of the time, we're not. Many times, we don't pray. We talk about prayer, but we don't regularly pray in our lives on our own time. Talking to God isn't something that we say, yes, I do that. I have time set aside for that. That's part of my normal routine. It's like, well, I pray before I eat. I know I'm supposed to do that, otherwise the food won't work or something. There's something special with that. But I, as far as normal prayer time through the rest of my life, not so much. Most of the time, we go through life, and even our Christian life, without having a regular system of prayer and a regular time that we pray and a place that we pray and a way that we focus on talking to God. And I'm not talking about coming here on Sundays and us praying together a few times, as good as that is. I'm talking about in our personal, private life. So Jesus talks about this and he addresses it, I think, in the very first phrase in verse 5. He says, when you pray. So right away, what is he's assuming what? that we pray. He's assuming that we pray, that prayer is just part of our lives, that we talk to God, and it's not necessarily public prayer, because he's just talked about not doing your works of righteousness before other people, and he's going to go on, and we'll see, he's going to say specifically with prayer, do it in private. So he's assuming that if we are seeking God, we would pray. It would be, prayer would be a regular part of our lives, and that would be just part of what we do. He assumes that we do pray and we will pray, that it's just something that we do. And then he continues and he exposes another problem that we have, which is many times most of our prayers are done in public. It's not that we go special in public to pray, but most of the time when we do pray, it's in public. I'm with my family before we eat, we'll pray. Before we go to bed, I pray with my wife, we come here, let's pray together. All of that's good, but most of the time, that's the extent of our prayer life when we do pray. So look at what Jesus says in the second part of verse 5. When you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. So many times when we pray, again, it becomes almost like a public ceremony. It's not, very rarely, for most of us, most of the time, many times, I don't know what the percentages are, but it's not a private thing where I'm talking me and God. It's something that I do in those special moments when I know I'm going to pray. I can tell you the times this week when I'm going to pray in public. Including the three times, you know, before I eat. And Jesus says what? Pray in secret. Most of our prayer, does he say never pray in public? I don't think so, because through the rest of his life, there's times when he prayed in public. And through the rest of the New Testament, like in the book of Acts, there's times when the Christians prayed together. So he's not saying never pray in public. I think what he's saying is that most of our prayer life should be done in private, with the door closed, us and God. So look at verse 6. But when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And when your Father who sees in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And I read that, and my first reaction is, well, so are you saying I can never pray in public? Well, no, that's not what it's saying. Are you saying that my prayer doesn't work? Like if I'm driving my car and I'm praying like in my mind, will that not work? Do I have to be in my room with the door closed for it to work? And then we look at other verses and we say, well, no, that's not what it's saying. And so, but then by saying do these other times not work? We miss the obvious. Jesus is saying most of the time when you're going to pray, go into your room, close the door, and talk to God, just you and God. And I get caught up in saying, well, what about these other times? Will it not work if I pray here, and should I pray here? And it's like, okay, yes, of course you should. But by focusing on that, I'm ignoring the fact that Jesus is saying, listen, prayer is supposed to be between you and God. So find a place with a door that you can close, and you and God can talk, and you can talk to God, because prayer is not about being seen. It's not about impressing other people. It's not about showing off our spirituality. But prayer is supposed to be what Jesus is saying, in its essence, a private conversation between you and God. It's you talking to God. Even when we pray in public together as a group, it's still a conversation between us and God. Prayer is not supposed to be, and I do this in the sermon, and what do? Let's pray. And I go point by point through the sermon. Not that that's bad, but what am I doing? I'm teaching through prayer. That's not the purpose of prayer. Prayer is us talking to God. That's what Jesus is saying. It's not a show. The audience isn't the people who are watching you pray. We're praying, we're talking to God. It's a conversation. And then the way he ends that verse, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you, that there's a reward for praying, for talking to God. Well, what is it? I think a big part of the reward, he doesn't say, right? So you could, you know, make up whatever you want. But I think in the context, it's you talking to God. What would be the reward in that? Well, God hears us. He hears us. We draw near to our Father. The King of the universe responds to us talking to him. That's an incredible thing. That's a reward. That's something that we don't get when we don't pray. another problem that comes up that he's going to address in the next verse, in verse 7, is that we think we need to know how to pray. So have you ever heard that or maybe said that? It's like, I can't pray. Would you pray? I can't pray. Why? Well, I don't know how to. Because we think that, well, I need to, okay, if I'm going to pray, I need to, there has to be a system. I need to use the right phrases. I need to start it right and finish it right. And what if I don't start it right? Or what if I say something wrong? You know, they're going to laugh at me. I don't know how to pray. They're going to think that I'm praying good or praying bad. I can't pray. We come to see prayer kind of as a religious ritual. And so you kind of have to learn how to pray, which is why a lot of times a lot of our prayers sound the same, because it's like, well, okay, and that's how he prays, so that's how I'll pray, and then now I know how to pray because that's how prayer is done. And you ever notice, and this speaks to us seeing prayer kind of as a ritual, how our tone can kind of change. Like I talk in a normal voice, but then I go to pray, and I'm all of a sudden it's like I'm, maybe it's reverent, and that's good, but I've noticed myself, actually, I don't know if any of y'all remember Nathan Johnson. He was doing our recording downtown for some of our sermons, and so he said, you know, and he was processing it afterwards. He was like, you know, you see how your voice just like, you're talking normally, and then this is where you pray, and he was showing me, you know, like the audio, the way it looks, you know, the thing, like this is you talking, and then you pray. It's like, why do you talk so quietly when you pray? Like, well, maybe reverence, I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe part of that is because you kind of look at it as like a religious ritual, and you got to use the right tone, and you got to use the right words, otherwise it won't work. And so then our prayer almost it becomes, well, like some kind of magic repetition that we do without thinking. And if you say, well, I don't do that. I pray from the heart every time I pray. I think through. I make up my prayers on the spot. It's not, I'm not repeating mindlessly just the same prayer over and over. Okay. Bow your head and think, I'm about to eat. What comes out of your mouth? See, for me, it's, to God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the food that we're about to eat. Amen. That's is that a bad thing to say to God? No. But I've said it so many times that I really easily say it without even thinking about what I'm saying. I'm not talking to God. I'm just repeating a magic phrase that I say before I put food in my mouth. That's not prayer. So what does Jesus say in verse 7? When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. God, guide us and protect us. Bless us. We pray for everyone. Good things to pray, good words, but when we pray the same thing over and over again, we run the risk of doing this, of making up magic phrases and magic words and that we say without thinking about them. And we come to think God will hear me if I say the right thing at the right time, in the right way, in the right tone of voice, and we fall into the habit of repeating the same phrases, and they're not bad phrases, but it's the praying without thinking, praying from memory, not conversating with someone. It would be like if my sons, you know, came up to me in the morning and said, hello, Dad, how are you? Good to see you today. Can I have oatmeal? I love you. And there was no feeling in it. It was just the same thing every day over and over again. I'd be like, talk to me. I'm a person. Talk to me. I want you to talk to me. That's what this is. I don't want you to just repeat the right things to me over and over again. But we learn how to pray, and then we feel like we don't have to change because now I know how to pray, and I do it right. And see, what we're going to see in verse 8 is that prayer isn't something that we learn the right phrases, and we say them at the right times, and if we do it right, God, please help me right now, that somehow we're able to twist God's arm. And Jesus says, don't do that. Don't repeat religious phrases like people who don't have a relationship with God and are just saying things to him that are the right things. You don't have to use the right magic words as if that will force God to act and to listen to you. You don't have to repeat incantations as if that would make God act on your behalf. And then in verse 8, we see what we saw in verse 7, it started verse 6, and then in 8, he says it very explicitly. The big idea of this whole text, in my opinion, prayer is talking. What is prayer? It's talking to our Father. That's what prayer is. It's talking to our Father. That's why saying, I don't know how to pray, it's like, well, no. You do. You just don't know what prayer is. Prayer is talking to your Father. It's not a public ceremony that we have to do right. I say the same things. Well, no, because that's not praying. Your prayer is talking to your Father. Look at verse 8. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Look up in verse 6. When you pray, go into your room and shut the door. Pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. You see the theme? Prayer is talking to our Father. See, if we're in Christ, if you're in Christ, God is your Father, and He loves you, and He's adopted you into His family, and He's forgiven you, and He takes care of you, and He gives us what we need. He's our Father, and prayer is talking with our Father. He loves us. He wants to give us what we truly need. And then in verse 8, see he says, God knows. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. God is sovereign. He's omniscient. He knows everything. We don't come to God and pray and say, God, I'm sick. And God goes, whoa, thank you for letting me know that. What would you like? I would like to be healed. I will get right on that. That's not how it works. God is the sovereign King of the universe. He knows everything. He knows what we're going to ask Him before we ask Him. He knows what we should ask Him even when we don't ask Him. We don't give Him news. He knows everything. So then you say, well, KK, why would I pray then? If God knows everything, what's the purpose of prayer? If your Father knows what you're going to ask before you ask Him, but prayer is talking to your Father, then why would we pray? It's because prayer is for us. Prayer is more for us than it is for God. It's for our faith. When we talk to God and we talk to our Father and we ask Him and we say, God, please, I don't have a job and it's in your hands and do your will, but I need to eat, please. And then something happens, we get a job and we say, what? Well, that was lucky. Well, not if we've been praying and asking our Father. We say, thank you. I see you're a good Father. I talk to you, and then you work, and that's incredible. He could have just given you a job, but then when we talk to Him, and then He works, it's for us. Our faith grows. Our relationship with our Father grows. If I was just an invisible, keep referencing my boys, because most of you know them, because they've been here, so that's a common point for all of us, most of us. If I was just this invisible force around the house, and my boys never saw me, never talked to me, I never talked to them, it was just, but there was always food, and there was always, you know, and somehow I zapped them or something when they didn't do the right stuff, and it just, they never saw me, we never talked, but they had what they needed, and they were guided, and everything worked out for them, and I took care of them better than I do now. How much of a relationship would we have? None at all, right? Not a relationship. That wouldn't be a relationship. That would be just this entity out there. But when they talk to me and I talk to them, when they say, can we make pancakes? And I say, sure, go make pancakes. As long as I don't have to, go, whatever. Go make pancakes. The stuff's there. I'm going to keep working so that I can buy the stuff so you can make more pancakes. That's a relationship. They could have had pancakes. I could have gotten up early and made them for them without even talking to them and kept my office door locked and don't bother me. But when they talk to me and I talk to them, that's a relationship. That's what prayer is. It's us talking to God. That's the point of prayer. It's us in a relationship with our Father. It's so that we can feel and experience closeness with Him. Prayer is a conversation with God. That's the point of it. And I know that's a simple thing. And I know that that's like, you say, okay, did I get up and take a shower and hopefully take a shower and put on my church clothes and drive? And to hear that, I think I knew that before I came here. We probably do. We probably did know that. That's something we probably know. Prayer is talking to God. We forget it. We forget that, which is why we don't talk to God, because we forget. When I pray, I'm talking to my Father. We forget it, and so we don't do it. We forget that it's a conversation with our Father who already knows everything we need, And so when we talk to him, we run to him, mainly when we're in trouble, and say, please, I really need this right now. Please, hurry, hurry, hurry. He knows that. He wants a conversation with us. He wants us to talk to him, but we forget that. And so we run to him desperately only when we have problems, which we should do, but not only when we have problems. And then in other moments of our life, we just kind of rotely say the same things over and over and over again because we forget that prayer is talking to our Father. So what I want to just leave us with today is this. This week, every time you're by yourself, think, I could talk with my Father. And just start talking. If you're driving, talk in your mind. Talk out loud. Doesn't matter. He hears both. If you can go to a room and close a door, do that. Because that's what Jesus said we should do. Get on your knees. Talk to your Father. Have a conversation with God. Talk to God the way that you would talk to another person. A person that you respect immensely. To talk to God. That's what we should do, because that's what prayer is. And as I've been saying that, there's something that's kind of nagging in the back of at least my mind, maybe yours. It's, okay, if prayer is talking to my Father, I should talk to him, but isn't there a first step in that? And there is. Because before you can talk to your Father, see, anybody can pray, anybody can talk to God, but before you can say, God is my Father, you have to come and let him adopt you as his child. Because here's the thing. We're talking about talking with God as our Father, but we're not all children of God. Why? Because we have all rebelled against God and deserve his wrath. And so, and Jesus said, when you pray, you're talking to your Father. He was talking to a group of people, listen, who were God's chosen people. God had said, I am your Father. But for us, we have to say, wait a second, am I God's child? We become God's child when we enter into Christ, when we make our own decision to say, to give ourselves to Jesus and to say, I will accept you as my Savior and Lord. I will put you on in baptism. I will repent and I will be baptized. I want you to be my Lord, my boss, the one who tells me what to do. I want God to be my Father. And in that moment, God adopts you. He makes you his child. He makes you his dearly beloved son or daughter. And if you're hearing that and you say, I've already made that decision, then listen, think about that this week when you're talking to God. You're talking to your Father who loves you dearly. And in his Son, in Jesus, he looks at you and you're the perfection of Christ. So when you talk to God, you're talking to your Father who loves you and who doesn't look at you with condemnation. And if you're hearing that and you say, I haven't made the decision to follow Jesus. I haven't repented and been baptized. I haven't done that. Can I talk to God? You can. But until you make the decision to submit to him, he's not your Father. And everything changes when you're talking to God. Everything changes once you make that decision and you say, I'm going to give myself to Jesus. I'm going to let him be my Lord. I want God to be my Father. When you repent, you go down to the waters of baptism, you come up, and then when you pray, you're talking not just to God, you're talking to God who is your Father. And that changes the conversation. So, for some of us, you're thinking about this and you say, I need to make God my Father. I need to let God adopt me. When you're ready to make that decision in your heart, tell someone. You can repent and you can be baptized. For others of us, we need to say, okay, God is my Father. I need to start talking to my Father more as if he were my Father. I need to start just talking to him. Do that this week, every day. Find a room with a door, close the door, get on your knees, sit on your bed, stand up, whatever, and talk to your Father. Why don't we stand and we'll pray together. Dear God, we come to you and we thank you because you are good. You allow us to address you as Father. And you let us talk to you. We thank you, God, that Jesus has reminded us that when we pray, we're talking to you. we're talking to our Father, and you love us. God, I pray for those this morning who have never made the decision to follow you, that you would draw their hearts to you, that they would repent and be baptized, and that you would be their Father. I pray for all of us, God, that we would talk to you the way you invite us to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.